This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Claymont Development, LLC, Appellant, versus City of Wildwood, Respondent. Decided June 24th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Claymont Development, LLC, no, ED112720, Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Honorable Christine A. Kerr, City of Wildwood, Respondent, filed June 24th, 2025. Claymont Development, LLC, Claymont, appeals the judgment, dismissing its petition challenging the constitutionality of certain ordinances enacted by the City of Wildwood relating to real estate development. We agree with Claymont that the trial court erred in concluding these claims were not ripe for adjudication. The judgment is reversed, and the case is remanded. Factual and procedural background. We take the allegations in the petition as true for purposes of our review. See Graves v. Missouri Dept of Cor, Div of Prob, and Parole, 630S W3D 769 772, Mo Bank 2021. In 1999, Claymont began working with the City of Wildwood to develop homes on a property known as Strecker Forest. In 2007, the city approved a residential development plan. Since that time, Claymont has invested over $1 million in reliance on the expectation that it could develop Strecker Forest as a residential subdivision. It is prepared to move forward with the development. 2. In late 2020, the city enacted the Special Circumstances Overlay District, SCOD, ordinance, creating the SCOD and subjecting land use within it to additional regulations beyond the city's other zoning rules. The SCOD ordinance states that the purpose of the SCOD is to protect public health and the environment while allowing appropriate development activities and practices within the SCOD. It also establishes a protective zoning process that places more focus on the assessment of physical characteristics and public and environmental hazards that may exist on a property through a multiple-step review process. The SCOD ordinance provides that no person shall develop or cause the development of any property or part thereof located within the SCOD unless a completed application for such development has been submitted and approved pursuant to the requirements set forth therein. In 2022, the city enacted another ordinance, the Strecker Forest Ordinance, which placed Strecker Forest within the SCOD. For in Claymont sought a declaratory judgment that the SCOD ordinance is unconstitutional on its face and as applied to Strecker Forest. Claymont also requested damages, alleging that the Strecker Forest Ordinance constituted a taking of private property without just compensation in violation of the United States Constitution, and an inverse condemnation in violation of the Missouri Constitution. Claymont alleged that the procedures and requirements set out in the Scotty Ordinance are onerous, cost prohibitive, subjective, and vague, and thereby prevent any effective use of Strecker Forest as a residential development. According to Claymont, the Scotty Ordinance, 1, allows for no uses permitted as of right with respect to property within the SCOD, 2, conditions all uses on the city's discretionary approval, and 3, lacks sufficiently definite and specific standards for what conditional uses might be permitted. It claimed that the SCOD is 1. The ordinances are attached to Claymont's petition, and we consider them part of the allegations therein. See Smith v. Stewart, 644 SW3D 510, Mo App ED 2022, Missouri Supreme Court Rule 55.12, 2024. An exhibit to a pleading is a part thereof for all purposes. 3. Unreasonable, arbitrary, and capricious on its face. As applied to Strecker Forest, Claymont alleged that the SCOD ordinance makes residential development infeasible, interferes with Claymont's reasonable investment-backed expectations based on the city's prior approvals for a residential subdivision, and destroys all economically beneficial use of Strecker Forest. While asserting that the ordinances have no public benefit, the petition also asserted that any benefit to the public the ordinances do have is outweighed by the private detriment to Claymont. The city filed a motion to dismiss the petition, arguing that Claymont's claims were not ripe for adjudication because it had not applied for approval of its Strecker Forest development plans under the ordinances. The trial court agreed and entered judgment dismissing the petition. Claimant appeals. Standard of review. We review the granting of a motion to dismiss de novo. Graves, 630 SW3D at 772. In doing so, we accept all properly pleaded facts as true. GE